What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Dylan is back behind the glass. So it was another hot day out at Falcons training camp. Had a couple questions answered that had been lingering around Jalen Walker. We'll get to that in a minute, but quick reminder. Today is the first. Pay your mortgage. Pay your rent. Avoid that late fee.
Dylan, where's the first of the month? It's by Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Wake up. It's the first of the month.
I got you.
Do you know that song?
I believe I've heard it a little bit, but I can't say. I couldn't recite any lyrics, I'll tell you that
man.
Much.
That is actually shocking.
The confidence in the I got you, and then in the immediate.
No.
Got you. I mean, I can definitely play you the song. But I'm very confident in that. But as far as like, I hope you don't want me to sing along because I might not be as good as that.
I don't want to get too deep into my personal information, I did something this month that starts midway through this month. I started making my mortgage payments every 2 weeks.
Look at you.
I know.
That's smart.
The
it's expensive. You must have money.
It's smart. It's cheaper that way, Bo.
You know how much cheaper it is?
So much. You're going to cut so much off that
interest. Off a 30-year mortgage, it's cutting off 5 years of my
I believe
payments.
It.
It's crazy.
So, I believe it.
It's crazy.
Because I cut, I used to, I'm so poor. I used to pay like $8 more on my truck payment every month. And like, I was like, oh man, I know this is going to cut like so much time off. And you know what? It did.
It rounded
it
up to the nearest 10.
It cut 2 months off of my
truck. I love it, man.
Over like a 6 year span. But it was, but you know what? I'm just kidding when I rib you about that. I think it's really smart.
I don't know why I haven't done it earlier.
I don't know if a lot of people live in a way that they can do that right now.
Yeah.
So if you can, it's absolutely one of those, is it Clark Howard? Is that the guy that does the money guy? Like,
I don't know.
Anyways.
I mean, he's one of the money guys. Yeah. There are many.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know if we have one on 929. So I think I can say that. But that's like such one of those guys moves, like those brainy, good with money moves. But, or I just put mine in a high yield. I could probably put it towards my mortgage, but I just put it in one of those high yields and the interest rate keeps going down.
It's all came about because my wife and I were talking about a home project and we were talking about like, hey, this is going to last. You know, if we did this, it could last another 15 years.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, where are we going to be in 15 years? And I was like, well, our son's going to be in his junior year of college.
Whoa.
And you're like, dear God.
What? I mean, Stevie will be like a freshman, right?
Yeah, she'll be a freshman or sophomore, yeah.
You'll still be working in.
Oh, no doubt. Man. But I mean, I'm not going to go any further, but it can't be too much worse than daycare. Just getting torn to shreds on the daycare payments, man.
The amount of money my first semester – or I say the first semester I ever paid for cost of college to the internship semester of college where I literally did not even go to school.
Yeah.
And what I paid.
Yeah.
I mean, just in that 6 years, it jumped.
Yeah. It's pretty insane. I do have so many girlfriends that like purposely don't work because it makes no sense with daycare.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It just cancels out their income.
It's absurd.
Absolutely absurd. Okay. So moving on to Falcons training camp from yesterday. So we've all been kind of wondering what's going on with Jalen Walker. He did address that question and we haven't really seen much of him. So Raheem explained there is an injury.
Jalen Walker will not be. Let's address this. So he's got like a small hamstring issue, and it's very minor. And really, the kid is chomping at the bit to go out there and practice, and I won't let him. And you know, don't want to turn this thing into a long-term thing. Got a lot of faith in what our performance team does and how we go about our business and how we work those guys. So he will go out and do full speed Indy, and then you'll see him on the side training and getting some running, some conditioning, things of that nature in, and then he'll come watch the rest of his teams, and he won't be happy about it. So, and that's what I love about him. And I've talked to him multiple times yesterday. I talked to him multiple times the day before that, and his plan is to go full speed Indy today, and hopefully we can ease him back into it. Very small, minor hamstring that we're having some maintenance on, and just like we talk about with everybody.
I have to just say one thing, and Bo's eyes are lighting up, so I'll let him get in there. But I will just say this. Whether or not you believe the James Pierce move, the trade next year's first, was a good call, like a good play, mm-hmm. at this point in time, I am thanking the good Lord that it was made. Because if we were just straight up talking about Jalen Walker being our first-round pick mm-hmm. and him have barely practiced through the first week of training camp, without James Pierce being in the picture, I would feel very, very down about where this Falcons defense is. And it's not that I think, it's just, I'm talking about strictly outlook. Strictly looking out of the front of the car, out of the windshield and saying, how does it feel right now? It feels a lot better.
Is it because Jalen Walker has been absent at camp, basically? Or is it because James Pierce has been so noticeable at camp?
It's both. It's definitely both. Because it's the fact that you have completely been deflated on one edge and you've been propped up on the other. I'm like, that's the only thing that makes this palatable.
I don't know where to start with this. First, I'll say that hamstrings scare me. I think a lot of people say here, you know, a muscle pull, and they're like, oh, man, just glad it wasn't something major. Mm-hmm. But I hear a hamstring pull, and I go, I hope that doesn't hamper him all season, because those soft tissue injuries never go away. Never. When you hurt one immediately, they never go away.
But before we hit the panic button on Jalen, Raheem is confident that he's going to be able to play.
You know, it's easy to say it's detrimental, but it's definitely easier to say that I have so much confidence in my coaches off the field. I have so much confidence in my performance staff and how they're going to get them ready from a performance standpoint. And it's nothing long term. So for us, it's like, of course, you want to have guys out there. Of course, you want guys out there every single practice. It's not the reality of our sport. And the reality of our sport is you got to find out how to manage guys. You got to find out how to prepare the right way to get those guys ready to go. So I have so much confidence in what he's done and who he is as a person and a character and bringing it to the game that I know that it won't hurt him as much as most because of who this guy is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, make no bones about it. Missing these reps stinks for him.
Yeah, it does. But at least he, I feel so much better because of who he is and where he came from. Georgia player. Seems to be a self-motivated guy a guy that doesn't need to be told to go do this, go to do that. A guy that's going to show up and put all the work in other than other places. So that I don't know if I need to see him at all this preseason.
Wow.
And here's why.
Wow.
Because I just want him healthy and able to go out there. Yes, I'd love to see him play, but I want him healthy for the regular season. And soft tissue injuries, they worry me.
I agree. I mean, to me, and I agree with you to an extent, because I think when I look at, like, baseball players have an oblique injury. When a hitter has an oblique, I'm like, oh, God. Like, it never gets better until the offseason when they have an oblique. I don't look at hamstrings quite to that extent. But not like saying I don't need to see him until the regular season. We don't know what his role is in the regular season. Like, what is he going to be? Nobody knows.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's going to be a backup edge player this year.
I think that nobody knows whether or not at this point that he can help you. I don't think the Falcons know whether or not he can help you in the regular season, and I think that sucks.
It does suck, but I know he can't do is play with a banged up hamstring.
No doubt about that.
I guess the thing for me is if most of his game wasn't based on speed and instincts, I wouldn't be like, if he was a power guy, I'd feel a little bit better. But part of his game is his speed.
Yeah, and I agree what you said about where he came and kind of the person he is. We've obviously heard from him a number of times, and you know I've talked to Rusty Manziel until I'm blue in the face about the relationship he's had with Jalen Walker and the conversations he'd had with Jalen Walker. So I do think there's that part where you look at him. I also think the position he plays helps to an extent. You know, I think that if you look at hamstring injuries and you're talking about a wide receiver, then I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's not good. I also think that if you're talking about missing a week of training camp and you're a defensive tackle or an offensive guard, you're like, man, he's going to have to work his way back into shape. I think that what Raheem is kind of referencing is like, you know, we trust our training staff. He's doing all the things we need to. He's staying in shape. He's moving around. He's getting movement. We're just not going to push it. I think it helps that he plays kind of that edge outside linebacker, you know, kind of role where you're like, I don't know why. I just trust more that mid skill position that he'll be able to get it done.
You said it earlier. It's a very comforting feeling with Leonard Floyd here, with Ebukadie knowing that he's a guy that's going to get you about 6 or 7 sacks, and with James Pierce Jr. I haven't seen any from what you and I've seen from Braylon Trice. He's got a long way to go.
He does, and I'll throw the name out there that I told you yesterday during practice that we haven't talked enough about, and it's Khalid Kareem.
Yeah,
Kareem is a guy that I don't think most casual Falcons fans know what he is, and I'm telling you guys, he is playing a massive role at practice right now. Now, when Jalen Walker comes back and is owed those reps as a first round pick, because you know he's going to get them, I'll be curious to see what that role. Khalid Kareem was both out there with the ones and with like the threes yesterday. But like he played the entire time.
But don't you see him most of the time with his hand in the dirt? I just think it's going to be, I think their roles might be slightly different, but from the same position.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of the defensive front to really be able to separate what exactly they like about each individual kind of outside guy.
I just see Jalen Walker, Braylon Trice, Leonard Floyd, and James Pierce being more stand-up guys. And then you got the Ebukadies who can do both. Khalid Kareem, I think, is more of a hand in the dirt. Dorlus has been out there with hand in the dirt. So, and it's obviously grass. There's no dirt. Those practice fields are well manicured.
The turf specialist is going, hey, man, that's nice grass. That's Bermuda.
Ain't no dirt on our field.
Shut up.
Well, it's got to give Jalen some drive to get back to with James Pierce Jr. making all those headlines with the skirmishes that have been happening. But speaking of Georgia, Kirby kicked off training camp yesterday. We'll let you hear some of that next. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. We're going to rest the rookie report this week. I know you're sad about that, but we have something equally as fun, Flip It Friday. We'll try that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.